Well, today we're visiting with Tina Bakehouse, who is the Outreach and Communication Coordinator with the Golden Hills RC&D in Oakland. You've been doing some traveling to see some youngsters around the area. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Jim. How are you?
Just fine, thank you. Tell me about your travels.
Well, what's great is, as I've noted, Golden Hills RC&D definitely supports 8 different counties, and I've been spending some good time in Mills as well as in Cass County, specifically working with elementary kiddos.
You bet. The youngsters are kind of fun to work with because, well, let's face it, there's a lot that they haven't experienced yet, but you can't overwhelm them with a lot of details. You got to get right to the core.
That's right, absolutely. And so what I find is part of my passion and background is theater, and so getting kids up and moving and then acting stories out really helps the ideas resonate. And so that's what I've kind of been using is some of those familiar books and taking the book and having them act it out with props, like with hula hoops and other media to sort of engage them and have them think creatively, as well as work together and collaborate together.
Well, we've always heard, and we know that we have great imaginations when we're kids. We're very idealistic and creative, and we understand that that's a part of growing up. But why specifically is it important to touch on the creativity for youngsters?
Well, I really believe your imagination and your creativity is what helps solve problems. It's that whole idea of, if you think about different organizations that have been super successful, like Apple, Steve Jobs, where he said, you know, I want an actual music piece that has a dial and a button, and that's it. And his engineers initially came with all these buttons and doodads, and he said, this is not what I want. And pushing his engineers to think, you know, creatively and differently, they came up with, you know, the MP3 player, which has been super popular, and how we realize now that to produce ideas, you have to think differently, collaborate. And so I feel like giving kids that opportunity to get to express themselves and use the foundation of literacy in a book. Like, I worked with the Griswold Reach program, and it's an after-school program that really focuses on reading, eating healthy, activity, creativity, and homework help. Part of that was I came in and worked with Eric Carle's The Very Hungry Caterpillar, which all of us have at least heard of, and they acted out the story. And we talked about woe foods and go foods, and it's this whole idea of what foods help you grow and feel good, and those are the ones that are closer to the plant. And the woe foods are those that they taste great, like our cakes and cookies and sweet treats and high-fat, you know, foods. But we need to eat those a little more moderation or less, because they do affect our, you know, how we think and how we feel. And so I feel that opportunity to work with them and use a book creatively really got them to remember how important it is to fuel our bodies and to be creative.
If I had a dime for every time I heard someone say, well, I'll just wait for the movie to come out, you know, instead of sitting down with a book somewhere. Well, you know, is it difficult these days to get young minds interested in the still, you know, the kind of the theater of the mind, reading books and putting your own, being your own producer instead of letting directors and producers of movies dictate what you know?
Well, I do know, what I do know is technology is around us all the time, and I know that it's in schools, and it's definitely a tool. And when used well, when used right, it does amazing things. I know my son has worked with his grandpa on the computer to create really cool artwork. So it can be used very well, but the key is to be used appropriately as a tool. And so the book, the hard copy book, is with the pictures and the colors. I think having an inspired teacher to share that with kids and to engross them in different types of books, because obviously every kid has kind of a different perspective of what they find interesting. My kiddo's into nonfiction, so, you know, some kids love nonfiction, some love fiction, and finding what their interest is. And from what I have found, too, is education has evolved and changed. And for my part, I think if you get kids up moving and doing, they start to really engage with the story, and that makes it come alive to them. So they become the caterpillar, and we went through the four stages of metamorphosis. So then they're getting some science, and it's this whole idea of interdisciplinary work where you're tapping into science and the arts and reading. And so then all of that will stick with them more, especially if they're up and engaged as opposed to just sitting.
Yeah, there's no reason you can't tie a lot of those things together. And on top of that, you're teaching expressiveness to a certain extent, too. And if kids don't know how to truly express themselves, well, sometimes that's how they fall through the cracks, if we don't necessarily recognize outward things, and they don't know how to express some of the things that are, well, bothering them, something that are interesting to them, what have you.
Absolutely. And that's where I, you know, even as a little child, I loved reading out loud, and I was really, really fortunate to have wonderful elementary teachers who encouraged the read-alouds and getting up and doing reader's theater and things of that nature. And it's those communication skills at a very young age where they're learning how to enunciate and articulate the words so that they can be confident and competent communicators, whether it's for a job interview or whatever job that they choose. Getting that practice just builds on their character and will help them grow.
Yeah, many more young people tend to bury themselves in all of the technology, the digital phones and the iPads and things of that nature, the tablets, the computers. It doesn't lend itself to really one-on-one communication, person-to-person with other people. So anything we can do to help out that direction is a good thing.
Absolutely. And I think there is something really interesting, too, to have an older adult acting it out with them so that it shows that, yeah, you can still have fun and be silly even if you're older, but also getting together and, you know, saying the words together. And it's that collaboration that I think the FaceTime with each other and that teamwork building is really important. And though technology, I think I said before, it's a tool, but I think it's a lot easier to put kids in front of the television or in front of an iPad or iPhone, when really I think children by and large love the live read a book aloud and then, okay, now I want your perspective. Let's change the ending to this story. How might this end differently? Or how about we act this part out, this scene out, and you be your own, you know, hungry caterpillar, and how would that look? And then turn into a butterfly. How would your butterfly move, and what color are you, and where would we see these butterflies? And then they start to really, really engage.
You betcha. Really start to teach them about comprehending what it is.
Absolutely.
That they're taking in, too. Yeah, you know, along the lines of the eating the colors of the rainbow and some of those things about local foods and what have you. Come on, Tina, let's face it. Now, you're a parent. You're doing that to make the parents' job easier, right?
Well, yeah, you know, I think this whole, it's a huge push. Local foods is a huge push, and I feel like it's challenging initially for parents. But I feel like, too, I had the young kiddos make a rainbow. They colored the rainbow, and then they drew fruits and vegetables on each color, like red cherries and maybe yellow bananas for that color. And then they signed their name, and I said that that's a health contract for you and for you to talk with your parents. Say, hey, let's aim for eating these colors today. Part of it is it's thinking creatively, and I think we get stale and stagnant and into modes of eating that's fast and easy. We're driving through we're going through the drive-through and ordering quickly, and so the dinner table is now all of a sudden in a minivan or SUV, which is unfortunate, instead of spending time in the kitchen. My son loves cooking with us. He knows at 7 years old how to fry his own eggs, and they're local eggs. We grow our own chickens, raise our own chickens. And I went to Atlantic's local harvest market, and it was really great to see the most beautiful green bell peppers and squash and potatoes. And I had three loaded bags with beautiful vegetables for $25. So it's affordable. So that myth of if you can't afford it is bogus. But secondly, it's also making how you eat part of a lifestyle. And so think about it this way. With your laundry, we get dirty clothes all the time. But do we throw away our clothes? No. We take the time to actually wash our clothes and do laundry. And so the same is with food. We need to think about eating closer to the plant. And it's really important. We have the highest diabetes rate and other health issues that we've put on ourselves just by simply not taking the time to think about, you know, healthy meals and getting more fruits and vegetables into our system. And so that's where I really enjoy, as, you know, the Golden Hills outreach communication coordinator, you know, going around and trying to creatively, we can't force kiddos and adults to care where their food comes from, but we can use the art as a vehicle to get them to think differently and maybe consider, yeah, I think I will try some of these different foods that are good for me.
You bet. Well, as I said, in a different way, is if they understand and take a little bit of control over some of the things that they're consuming, too.
Absolutely. Kind of,
you know, that helps the parents, too. It makes it a lot easier job for the parents instead of just feeling like they're having to force healthy things on their children.
Right, and making the kids part of the meal planning is also, I think, a really important. It allows the kid to, you know, to feel ownership as well.
You betcha. Very good. You seem to enjoy getting out and working face-to-face with these youngsters.
I guess that's the emphasis of the outreach part in my title, and it does feel really good to get back into the different counties, especially with working on my upcoming projects with the Ag Art camps and, you know, with working with youth and older adults and sharing what's really important, and that is, you know, this whole idea of rural placemaking and connecting community together and what brings us together, arts and local foods. And so that's been a lot of fun with part of what I'm doing.
Very good. Well, keep us updated, Tina. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you too, Jim. Have a great rest of the day.